Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books and 2 online courses. In this episode, we're going to talk about how witches stay strong on the sacred path. By the way, we're celebrating our 100th episode. As a thank you for your listening, we have special videos that you can access at GoddessHasYourBack.com/100-2. That is GoddessHasYourBack.com/100-2. Thank you so much for the constant listeners. I really appreciate your support. At this moment, we have nearly 14,000 downloads. I am very grateful that people are getting value from this podcast. In these podcast episodes, we've covered a lot of material. Here are 3 particular highlights. The first highlight is helping you walk the sacred path. In this podcast series, we've talked about meditation, we've talked about ritual, and we've talked about chants and prayers. The idea was to give you tools so that you can stay on the sacred path. Having depression symptoms, I know it can be a struggle to fit in certain parts of your spirituality in your daily life. On some days, I only meditate for 5 minutes, but I know I get benefit because on the days that I miss those 5 minutes, I feel something missing, my practice, and feelings of peace. So I encourage you to meditate and do simple rituals. For example, lighting a candle will only take a few minutes, but you'll receive so much more. And when you light a candle to the god and goddess, you're really supporting your relationship between you and them. And now our second highlight, keeping the gods by your side. Like we were talking about, lighting a candle of thanks is really important. But there's other things you can do too, and we've talked about them on our journey in these 100 episodes. For example, we've done a number of meditations, prayers, and chants. And as I recall, the first episode we recorded was the self-love meditation. I've shared with you that I've done meditation and felt the presence of the god and goddess. Now, this doesn't happen all the time, but it can happen and it can happen to you. And I always hold on to that experience. You keep the gods by your side by talking to them throughout the day or giving them little nods and gestures of thanks. And don't forget, you can address the gods with your thoughts. And now our third highlight, how you can experience gratitude with appreciation. Recently, I came across a quote, "Gratitude is something you feel. Appreciation is something you do." This comes from the authors Gay Hendricks and Carol Kane. For me, when I'm doing a candle ritual, it's a time for me to feel gratitude. And at the same time, I also notice that I'm doing something. So I'm expressing appreciation to the gods. And I encourage you to have this experience. It's your chance to combine gratitude and appreciation. In talking to some people in my spiritual circle, I've heard that some of them can quiet down their worries when they're doing ritual. They're focused on gratitude and appreciation, and that crowds out the worries for them. Again, as a thank you for your listening, we have special videos at GoddessHasYourBack.com/100-2. That is GoddessHasYourBack.com/100-2. Thank you for making these 100 episodes possible. By listening, you have given us so much encouragement. Thank you for listening. And now I will summarize the 3 highlights. The first highlight was helping you walk the sacred path. Number 2, keeping the gods by your side. And number 3, how you can experience gratitude with appreciation. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. To go further and deeper, you can try one of my 9 books. And for more information, you can also go to my website, GoddessHasYourBack.com and MoonwaterSilverclaw.com. I also have 2 courses on Udemy.com. The first one is Goddess Style Weight Loss, and the second one is spiritual solution for depression relief. May all of these help your journey. Blessed be.